Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Come on, sing.
Oh,
magnify
the Lord
with me.
His name
together. Come on and magnify the Lord with me.
Mary McCoy, this is the Breakthrough Broadcast
We are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. We thank God today that we serve the true and the living God. We thank God today that He is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. He is the true and the living God. We would like to welcome our radio audience to another segment of the Breakthrough Broadcast. Yes, we are excited about what God has done. We are excited about what God is about to do. And yes, you still have time to call a neighbor, call a friend. Let them know that the Breakthrough Broadcast is on the air. Today, our topic will be prayer of praise. Again, our topic is prayer of praise. Let us always give praise unto the Lord. Let us always pray unto the Lord. And no matter what we're going through in life, we must have a prayer of praise and a prayer of thanksgiving unto God. We're getting ready to go to the throne of grace on today. And we're going to invite you to come and to go with us. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. We thank you, dear God, for all that you have done, all, God, that you're going to do according to your word. We do thank you, God, today, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Thy word, how we hid in our heart, that we will not sin against thee. God, we just lift up our radio audience to you today. God, no matter what they have come through on this week, God, whatever they've gone through, oh God, let them yet praise you and give you thanksgiving. Lord, we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for the panelists on Breakthrough Broadcast. We thank God for the men and women of God that you have allowed to come and to speak your word with clarity and with the anointing and with the power. Father, we just give you praise and glory for today and always. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. We would like to introduce to you the panelists for the Breakthrough Broadcast. They are as following: Miss Helen Hooper, who's going today, she's going to be talking about praise for deliverance. And we have Elder Natasha Davis, and she's going to talk to us about the praise for direction. And Pastor Lewis Malone will also talk about praise for dominion. And yet you can still invite your friends and your family to come sit down and hear what God has for them today. Because, you know, we all go through things in our lives. But when we go through things in our lives, we need to go through it with thanksgiving and praise unto God, no matter what the situation it may be. So today the topic is the prayer of praise. And our study text will come from Psalm 18, 1 through 50. Our central truth is, God, our deliverer, is worthy of our praises. And our key verse will be, the Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. Oh, God is all of these things. And when we look at our introduction, it will let us know, when we reflect back on our lives, you know, we have a question, we have a thing in our mind, or what do we reflect on? Do we reflect on the difficult times, the hard times that we go through, or do we reflect on the goodness of God, the things that God has done in our lives? So today we want to focus our attention on giving God the praise and glory, the prayer of praise as unto God. And we're getting ready to go to Miss Helen Hooper, and she's going to talk about the praise for deliverance. We'd like to welcome Miss Helen Hooper to the Breakthrough Broadcast. Miss Hooper.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy, and hello to our broadcast family and our broadcast listeners. And I'll be talking about praise for deliverance, which is going to come from Psalm 18, the 1st through the 10th verse. And it reads, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I say from that. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me. The floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed about me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils and a fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And verse 10 says, and he rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. And here we see in Psalms, chapter 18, 1 through 10, we see actually David giving great praise for a place of great victory. And when I start to read it, he's praising God for bringing him through all the controversy, the trials, everything that he had gone through. We see him here giving God the praise for it. So he was saying that's why we're studying today, the study that we're studying, praise for deliverance, because he knew that God had brought him out of everything, even though some things he did by his own hand, some things he did not do by his own hand. But we see him giving God great praise, like I say, from a great place of victory. This is when he was actually, when God had actually taken care of his enemies, when Saul, he was at rest, and he was giving God for thanks for all the things that he had brought him through. And we see here, he said, I will love the Lord, my strength. He was just praising God and saying what God was to him and all the things that he had brought him through. And we see here still great faith. And we know the story of David. He was a man of great faith. He loved the Lord. But some things, David's life was troubled. He had a troubled life, a troubled past. He, like I said, some things he had done by his own hand, and he got himself into some troubles and into some mischiefs and done some things that he shouldn't have done, like we all do. But here we see him still giving God the praise for his deliverance. And we see here, you know, David was running. He was like a fugitive for years, running from Saul, trying to take his life. And he was still here. He's saying that how he trusted God, how God was his fortress, his strong tower. We see here him giving all the praise and all the glory to God, his love, his admiration for God. We see him giving here. And at this time, we know through David's life, he had lost his safety, he lost his family, he lost his youth, he lost his career, he lost his right, in a matter of speaking, because he was on the run. He was considered a fugitive. Saul was after him to take his natural life. And we know a lot of things in the Bible that David did that we read about. Some injustices was done to him and some injustices that he served on other people. But we see him still giving the praise to God for delivering him from out of everything that he went through. So we see here right now he even lost connection at one point in time with the covenant people of God. I mean, he lost his comforts and everything, even sometimes his close relationship he lost with God. But we still see here in Psalms 18 where he is just giving God all the praise, all the glory, like we should do in times of need. We all had times when we needed God to be everything that David is praising him for here. He is in a posture of prayer. He's giving God all the glory, all the honor. And we see here great faith, because David was in some situations sometimes where he didn't know if he was going to come out. He didn't know if God was going to deliver him, but he still kept the faith, and he knew that God was in control of his whole life. And we see here where he said, he's my strength, my rock, my fortress, his deliverer, his God, his strength, his shield, his horn, meaning his horn meaning like the strength and his defense, his stronghold, all these things that he said about God. We see here he can't even describe, he can't put into words, Harvey. He's finding all of these words to describe his God and how much he loves him and how much he means to him. So we see him here giving praise for delivering him from his enemies, from delivering him from the hands of Saul. God did great things for David and made him king. We all know the story of David and how he became king and how Saul tried to take his life and how he ran and how God made provisions for him everywhere that he went. And then we saw how some things when he became king, how some things he did not do right, some things he did not consult God on. But still here we see him giving God praise for deliverance. These were some things. David had a life of, like I say, turmoil. And a lot of us do that are listening. A lot of us have things going on in our lives. A lot of us have things from our background and our past and our childhood. And we need God just to do things for us and deliver us from some things. And as we grow and as we come to the point where we are, we look back and see that he did it all. He kept us all. And this is what David is saying here. All these things he described his God, how much he loved God, how much he depended on him, how much faith he had in him. And when I was studying this, and if you go back and read in 2 Samuel 22, at the end of his life, as an old man of great age, he says this exact same psalm. He sings the same song to God. That means that after all those years, how God brought him from a shepherd boy all the way up to king, and in his time almost to leave the earth, almost to die, the same psalm 18, he says in 2 Samuel, the 22nd chapter, the same song. So that means even at the end of his life, he is still praising God for all that he had done for him, all that he had brought him out, all that he had delivered him from. He did not let his enemies overtake him. And the only thing that was different over in 22, in 2 Samuel 22, was he said God delivered him from all his enemies, even from the hands of Saul. And that was telling me that even at that point in his life, he still did not see Saul as an enemy. He saw Saul as God's anointed, but he was still thanking God for everything that he brought him through, even at the end of his life. This tells me that David was a man of great faith, and he knew that God had brought him out. Back to you, Dr. McGord.
Thank you, Ms. Hooper. We thank God for what Ms. Hooper has shared with us on today, because it is so important that we give God the praise and the glory no matter what we go through. Sometimes in our mentality, we think, oh, this is so difficult, so hard to praise God. But when we think about the goodness of Jesus, we think about what he's done for us in our lives, then we can rely on the word of God, and we can see the things that our own Savior, our Lord, going through for his keeper, for us, that we can have a right to the tree of life, the things that that he encountered for us, then we can, with joy, be able to give him praise and glory. And I would just like to pick up on that 11th verse where Ms. Hooper stopped at, and I would like to read that 11th through that 19th verse. And it reads, he made darkness his secret place. His pavilion around him were dark water and thick clouds of the sky. At the brightness that was before him, his thick cloud passed, his hailstone and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstone and coals of fire. Yea, he made out his arrows and scattered them, and he shot out lightning and discomfited them. Then the channels of water were seen, and the foundation of the world was discovered at the rebuke, at thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils. He said from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me, and for
me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place, and he delivered me because he delighted in me. Isn't it good that when God can delight within us, God can, when we please God, when we delight ourselves in God, he said he would give us the desire of our heart. When we look at this song, when we look at this royal song of thanksgiving that rehearses God's deliverance of David from all of his enemies. Even as you heard Miss Cooper, as she talked about the things that David encountered, the things that he went through as a man of God, the things that he encountered even before he came into really knowing the greatness of God. God took him through some things, as she said, David did himself. But when we think about the goodness of God, we think about David, some of the things that he had gone through. When we think about his, even his brothers, even they were a little jealous of David. David was a little ruddy type young man. He cared for the sheep, but yet he had a vision. He had purpose. God had put something in him because God knew that he was going to use this young fellow. And then we talk, look at Bathsheba. We look at he and how he had took somebody else's wife. We see how when he began to do something that wasn't according to God's word, but yet God was with him and God forgave him for his sin. Yes, God had to judge him. Yes, God caused some things to happen. Yes, that is what happens sometimes in our lives, because God is not going to let his people, whether or not you are sanctified, whether or not you are filled with the Spirit and you do not walk according to his righteousness, God will deal with you no matter who you may be, whether you're rich, whether you're poor, whatever it may be, God will deal with us. When we think about David's son, how they and his family, how what kind of children they were, the things that they got into, the incest, and to the things with his son, how he killed his brother, and how the things that he had to go through with Saul. But yet God, he was with him. God said, he said that I'll never leave you. Come on. And he said that he will never forsake us. So when we get ready, when we think about the enemies, because David had a lot of enemies. You know, he did. He had a lot of enemies that was that came against him, but yet God was with him. But then he had to think, and that's what God wants us to think about today. God don't want us to think about those things that we have encountered in life, but we want to think upon how God brought us out, because he brings his people out with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm. David had to think about the deliverance. You know, I can imagine just lying on your bed, or lying there in a position of rest, or lying on the green grass, or wherever you may be, just riding in your car, and you begin to think about, oh my God, the things that God has brought me out of, things that God delivered me out of. I can even think about David when it was the lion and the bear. Oh my God. God brought him out with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm. When we began to look at this Psalm 18, we see that the thanksgiving for God's deliverance was in David. We can see how the poetry, how God used David, because, you know, he didn't have the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding that he had. He didn't have written the way he did, had the anointed upon him to write in a prophetic way and in a way of poetry, the fine poetry that he did. And we see that even the images that he used in Psalm 18, it was very bold. It was very expressive and lofty. It not only that, it was powerful and it was significant. Then we see the piety extend even further from the poetry that David had written. We see, and we look at Psalm 18, we see God holy the holy faith. You see, David, faith in God, his holy faith in God. We see the love of God in this Psalm 18. We see joy, we see praise, and we see hope. And that's what the people of God, that's what we have to see in our heart, in our eyes, in the vision, and in the way that we walk each and every day. It is a way that we need to continue to go before God, that he'll be able to strengthen us, that he'll be able to keep us, that he will be able to call us to walk not in our own righteousness, but in the righteousness of God, which is by faith. We see in this 18th chapter, we see the triumph of God, how David was able to triumph, how he was able to do this not because of himself, but he was able to do this because of God. Nothing that we do is because of ourselves, but it's all because of God. And I can just thank God that he brings his people out. He brings them out with a strong hand. He brings them out with a stretched out arm. Sometimes I was thinking as we were listening to Ms. Hooper, I thought about Joseph, even so, one of God's men, God's one that he loved, how he was in a pit, you know, all of them in a pit at one time. I know, what those days that you were in a pit, I don't know the days that you were in a pit, I don't know what year that you were in a pit, but yet this man, he was in a pit, and you know who put him in a pit? His brothers put him in the pit. They were wanted to kill him, but yet they decided, one of the brothers decided, we're going to put him in the pit, and then we're going to sell him. But you know what? I just believe that I don't know what it was in your life, but God orchestrated Joseph's pathway, and he was able to bring this young man out of the pit, and he was able to be in a place that God was going to use him for his glory and his honor, and he was able to be a blessing to the people. But I'm just going to end this up here. But, excuse me, I thank God that we can magnify God and thank him for all that he has done, all that he is going to do in our lives. We're going to get ready to go to Elder Natasha Davis, and she's going to talk about praise for direction. Elder Davis.
Good afternoon, Dr. McCoy. Good afternoon to the radio listening audience, the Breakthrough Broadcast, and good afternoon to the panel guests on today. I'm excited to share with you on today praise for direction. Thank God for Ms. Hooper and for Dr. McCoy, who has blessed me thus far with sharing the word of God on today. And I shall continue likewise in Psalms 18, reading from verses 28 through 36. And the word of the Lord reads as this: For thou wilt light my candle, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. For as for God, his way is perfect. The Lord, the word of the Lord is tried, and he is a buckler to those that trust in him. For he is God. For who is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon high places. He teacheth my hands to war so that the bow of steel is broken in my arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up. Thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not slip. I thank God and say amen for the reading of his holy word. Today we're talking about praise for direction. Every time that David made a declaration to God. It was by way of praise of what God had already done for him. He said, "For thou wilt light my candle, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness." He spoke about what God will do for him, and he gave God praise for it. And the reason today I think that David was able to do that is every time that you're able to think about what God can do and what God will do, you would only do that by understanding and reflecting on what God has already done for you, and also understanding your reflection. I heard somebody say, "When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries hallelujah." You can't help but praise God when you reflect on what God has already done. And so David finds himself in a place to where he's facing great trials and tribulations, and he needs direction. I heard Dr. McCoy say, you know, that that Joseph was thrown in a pit. And so I think about my own life and my own situations that I've had to face, and where I needed direction. And when you need direction from God, you get to a place and say, "Can't nobody do this but you, God. Can nobody bring me out? I don't know what to do or where I'm going, but whatever it is, I know that you're going to do it because of what you've already done for me." And if you're going to be victorious, if you're going to receive direction, you've got to learn how to give God praise in everything. You've got to realize that where you are right now, God has brought you. You got to realize that wherever you will be beyond this point, it'll be by the hand of God that you are delivered. David said that you made my feet like hinds' feet. I realize that there have been some battles in my life that I've gotten victory, the victory in it. It's only been because of where God has brought me from. He's caused my feet to be like hinds' feet over some mountains and over some situations in my life couldn't nobody but God bring me out of. I'm thinking about today and was meditating as the women of God was talking on today. I thought about last year when I was unemployed and that my company went through a major layoff and my position was eliminated. And so after I had gotten the news that my position was being eliminated, when I got back to my desk, I raised my hands up and I said, "Lord, that you are mighty." When you have a relationship with God and you realize that God is for you and not against you, you'll be able to give him praise and say to him, "I can't wait to see the good that's going to come out of this." Because anything that God allows you to get he allows you to face means that a mighty deliverance is going to come after that, after what you face. And so I give God praise today for giving praise for direction. We got to understand that when we give God praise for direction, it's always future tense. It's always for where he's going to take us. And so my favorite praise word to God is always thank you. Yours might be praise the Lord. Yours might be hallelujah. It might be some other word of exhortation. But when I begin to thank God, I begin to thank him like it's already done. And as I thank him, my faith goes forward and he will drop direction and instructions on what to do. So during my course of time when I was unemployed, the Lord led me to start having a Monday night service called Miracle Mondays. And in exactly 1 year in the making, God allowed me to have these services. And so as I was looking for a job and as I was trying to get myself back into the workplace, I was giving God praise because I had no idea the course and the nature of my life, you know, would take on being unemployed. But God supplied my needs as I was being obedient to him. So when you give God praise for direction, you got to know that the word of the Lord says on today in chapter 18 of the book of Psalms, in verse 30, the Bible says that he'll be a buckler to to him that trusts him. So you got to know that you got to trust God for God to be your buckler. No matter what you face, I was facing foreclosure. I was facing all manner of things, being unemployed. But God has been my buckler. I gave him praise and thanks every day because he's brought me through. He made a way out of no way. As a matter of fact, I live better as an unemployed person than I did when I was actually going to work every day. And so I gave God praise, and I still give him praise for that today, that 11 months later, he allowed me to go back to work. Nothing missing, nothing lacking, but he gave me direction to start a work in my time of unemployment. So that was God's direction. And so my obedience to God causes me to understand and to know that I will continue to give him praise because of all the things that he's brought me out of, all the things that he's taken me through, that he's allowed me to come through. I've faced many challenges, such as many of you and radio listen audience and also the panel guests. I know they all could give you testimonies on how God has brought them through. So today, just remember and keep in mind and meditate always in your heart to understand that when you give God praise and when you meditate on where he's brought you from, you're guaranteed and put your confidence and you can rely on God bringing you forward, and he will give you instruction, clarity, and direction when you give him praise. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Elder Natasha. We thank God for that. And I heard her say that her praise is thank you. And I think that is so beautiful to be able to say thank you, Lord. You know, no matter what you may experience or encounter in life, in order to give God the praise, even at the loss of her job, and even things may have not been going the way, the direction of loss, a property and whatnot, it seemed like it, but God didn't allow that to happen because her praises had gone up before God. And even as I was thinking, you know, thinking about David and how the things that he encountered, I'm thinking about his big life experience and how his wife and his and the men that he was over, how, you know, they had left, they had come back, and it was all burned with fire, and all they could do is cry. All they could do is, like moan because of the fact that their wives, their children, family, they didn't know what the situation was, but yet they had, after they cried, because sometimes you go through situations in your life, you may just cry, maybe you don't, but most people do. You may cry, but yet you got to remember, like David, in that passage, that he had to come to himself. You know, sometimes we have to come to ourselves, but we haven't come to ourselves, no matter what we may go through. But we have to know that our trust and our faith is in the Almighty God. And when we can go before God, when we can acknowledge him, God say, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. And he said that he will direct our path. So when he did, God restore even more than he had, because he pursued, he went after that which the enemy had taken from him. He didn't just go, but he acknowledged God. And that's what we have to do. She was talking about direction. She was talking about praise for direction. Even when we go through situations, we're going to have to praise God for his direction. We're excited about what God is doing on today. We've heard from Ms. Helen Hooper, and Ms. Hooper came to us, and she talked about prayer, praise for deliverance. And then the Lord enabled us to come and to pick it up on that same topic. And then we went to Elder Davis, who talked about the praise for direction. And now we're getting ready to go to praise for dominion, and we're getting ready to go to Pastor Lewis Malone. Let's bless God as he comes and he talks to us about praise for dominion. Pastor Malone.
Good evening, Dr. McCoy, and our panelists, and to our broadcast listeners. It is truly a blessing to be heard once again. And I thank God for allowing us all to be here one more time. because it was nothing that we've done, but it was by His grace and mercy. Amen. I want to start out today. I solicit your prayers for me and my family. God has called one of His soldiers home on Thursday evening, my grandmother, Ruby Malone, and we will be celebrating her homegoing on Tuesday of next week. And we just solicit your prayers as we travel from Jacksonville to Mississippi. Amen. And one thing with this coming about this week, also keyed right into the praise for dominion, because I can remember in my later life of not being able to shake the loss of a loved one, not being able to go to a funeral, being afraid to. But now God has elevated me above all that to know that it's of His work, and when in order to live, we must leave here. Amen. So she was truly a soldier. Amen. And we are confident, and we know that she is going to be with Him, and that is a blessing. Amen. So what we are talking about, the praise for dominion, as David wrote this song, and we're coming from Psalm 18, starting at verse 43, and where David said, "Thou hast delivered me from the thrivings of the people, and thou hast made me the head of the heathens. A people whom I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. The strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away and be afraid out of their closed places. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God that avengeth me and subdueth the people under me. He delivereth me from my enemy. Yea, thou lift me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Great deliverance giveth he to his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, to David and to his seed forevermore." Amen. This psalm here, David is giving praise to God for what he has done. From, if we go back to 2 Samuel chapter 8, where David conquered all the surrounding nations, God was with him to give him the victory over all of these nations. And these nations began to worship him, King David. And you know, as I look at verse 43, I can't help but to think about that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is where he was delivered from the Jewish people that crucified him and was placed the head of all. He was placed in heaven, in the right hand of the Father. And the people whom have not known serve him. Remember, Jesus came to be to the Jews. But then later on, we came to the Gentiles, and which after we heard his voice, obeyed him. And here, now I couldn't help but to see that in this text here, but here we talk about David praising him for doing these things to him, which put all of his enemies under him. See, we had to look at one thing, that God started, he gave us dominion over everything from the beginning with Adam. After God created the world, then he made man and placed him over all things. See, it started there. And then here our Lord and Savior Jesus came, which our enemy was sin and death. Our Lord and Savior gave us dominion over that, because when he died upon the cross and was buried and raised on that third day, gave us dominion over sin and death. And then furthermore, it took to the Holy, he went to heaven and sent back the Holy Spirit that gave us dominion over all the things in our lives, all the the worrying that we do, all the people that are against us, and knowing how being able to endure persecution for being righteous and doing the right thing. Here, David received the favor of God to be able to be ahead of all the surrounding nations. And here, David praised him for this because David said that the strangers shall fade away, and be afraid out of their closed places. Those strangers will have to come and bow before David. The same as everything that's in our lives, as we have received the favor of God. One thing about it, God will protect his own. We always will be the victors as long as we stay within the spiritual realm. What happens a lot of times, we want to get outside of the spiritual realm. When we get into the world, we can't beat the world. The world is going to stand on its own. But as we stay within the spiritual realm, Christ has already given us the victory over all things. He walked and he did it. He's accomplished it. All we have to do is walk in his footsteps, follow him as our leader, our perfect example of how to walk through this life above all things. And when I think about this, I think when you're talking about having dominion over all things, when the disciples was out on the sea, Galilee, in the storm, and then in the third watch, in the darkest hour, Jesus came walking on the waves, showing that he was above all things. No matter what problems you have, he is above them. And as long as you believe in him and trust in him, then you are elevated above all of your problems. Peter was the one that asked that, if it be you, Lord, bid me to come out. And Peter walked on the water just as Christ did, as long as he kept focused on him. But when he took his eyes off of him and went to thinking about his situation once again, he began to sink. And we have to know that as long as we trust in him and lean on him and rely on him, we can always have dominion over all things in this world. If greater is he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. We have to know that. And all things is in the world. We are kingdom children. Let me put it like that. We're kingdom children. That means that this world is not ours, and therefore it can't do anything to us. David was given dominion over all the surrounding nations. We have been given dominion over all things in this world, because this world is not our home. Our home is in glory. Amen. And I want to point out where David, after David, he looked back and thought about all these things, what God had done, brought him through, then he began to sing to him. He started singing praises. He said, "The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted." Amen. David is really giving it up now, and the same thing that we should be doing as children of God, that we know that it wasn't anything that we done. We know that it was pure his grace and mercy that have brought us this far and put our enemies under our feet. David said it here in verse 47, "It is God that avenges me and subdueth the people under my feet." See, David didn't get so caught up in himself. David humbled himself and gave praises to God for where he was and for him, the battles that he's won. Now, we know that fighting with the other folks overcame all the other people, but singing, he overcame himself. We had to overcome ourselves by singing praises to God for what he has done for us, what positions he has put us in, and where he is going to continue to keep us as long as we stay trusting in him, as long as we continue to give him the glory and stop trying to take credit for ourselves. There is nothing we can do. It's that God provides, he's been providing, and going to continue to provide. He puts you where he wants you, where he needs you. Sometimes it may not be what you like, but you got to understand that he's just preparing you for work that he got set forth for you. And acknowledge and always give praise, even when you're going through. When you're going through tough time, praise him in advance. Because the blessing is on the other side. It's on the other side of through. That's where everything comes to play. But you praise him now because he's already told you what he's going to do. And God cannot lie, will not lie, and will continue to do everything for you that he said he would. The thing is, he is our Father, and he cares for us. And we're going to, one thing about it, we think about the in the world today in society, if you had a group of people and one of your children was in the mix of them, when you go to set in position, I'm pretty sure you won't put your child at the bottom. I'm pretty sure you will put your child in the leadership role. And that's what God does with us. He put us above all things. But we get caught up thinking that we're not. It's not to him telling us. We have to know that we are kingdom children. We have to always give praise to him. And it said, let the Redeemer, the Lord, say so. When God does something for you, and his mercy, and his grace and mercy have allowed you to rise above it all, when everyone else is stuck in turmoil and worrying and high blood pressure, losing their hair, getting wrinkles and all that type of stuff, and you just gliding because you don't have to worry because he's already given charge that he would take care of you. And back to you, Dr. McCoy.
I would like to thank Pastor Malone for coming to us today. We thank God because we need praise for dominion. At this time, we're going to go to Miss Helen Cooper, and we want to ask her as well as the other panelists, how does God work in believers' lives to make them victorious? How does God work in believers' lives to make them victorious? We just want to take about a minute and to address that, a minute on that. Thank you.
Yes, Dr. McCoy. I believe that God, well, I know he works in believers' lives to make them victorious by their faith, because if we don't have faith, I mean, we're telling God that he can't do anything for us anyway. So I believe that he works through faith, through other people. I believe that he does send people, our prophets, our prophets and our men and women of God into people's lives and connect them with people's lives. So they can offer, they can tell them or pour into their lives or help them along. But I believe faith is the biggest thing that God uses, the biggest tool, I would say, that God uses in believers' lives to make them victorious. Because if I know some of the things that God has brought me through, I had to have faith to know that he was going to bring me out. It did not look like it. I did not see it. I could not feel it. I couldn't even feel him, but I knew he was there, but I could not see a light at the end of the tunnel. But I had to have faith in my life to be victorious in every and anything that I've accomplished and that I've gone through in my life. It had to be faith. So that's one thing I think that God uses in believers' lives to make them victorious is their faith. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Ms. Hooper. And, I would like to, at this time, to go to Elder Davis. And Elder Davis, I'd like to ask you this question that you can share with us. In what way have you discovered security, and your strength in God? Elder Davis.
I have discovered my surety and strength and faith in God through being afflicted and through adversity. You know, really quick, my life has been, you know, one trial after another, coming from, you know, living in foster care, coming from, you know, abusive childhoods, and also experiencing later on in life the tragedy of being raped at gunpoint. So it's a miracle for me to have faith to believe God for anything, for the man or for the woman that, you know, you've been through divorce, you've been through hard times. You know, that's a primary example of somebody who want to give up and can give up based on their situation. But I believe adversity put me in a situation to where to prove, you know, if God will show up. So I've seen God show up in my life in the midst of trials, the midst of, you know, you don't know God worked miracles until you need one. And so because I've been faced with adversity and afflictions and different things that where I really needed to see the hand of God, I needed the presence of God, and I needed the love and the power of God. So I rejoice when afflictions and when trials show up, because I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, through my past and through my walk with God, is that that's when he shows up. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but it's God that will deliver him back out of them all. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Elder Davis. And our last question will go to Pastor Malone, and that is, how can we use the time God in a being in our lives to tell others about him? How can we use the time that God has in a being in our lives to tell others about him?
How can we use the time to intervene with God? God has intervened in our lives to tell others. Well, we should always use our time to witness to other people, to use our testimony. We should always give glory and give praises to God for what he has done, how he's intervened. As he intervened with Paul on the road to Damascus, you know, and where were you when he intervened in your life? And let other people know how God intervened and what he did. You know, we all was headed for destruction, but we thought we had it all together. And once he intervened and saw us the right way, put us on the right path, and we saw, when we look back over our life and saw where we were headed, we can't do nothing but give him praise, give him honor, give him glory. And we should always be a witness and testify to that to anyone we come in contact with. I think that that's what we could do. Amen.
Thank you,
Dr.
Our panel of us is giving a whole lot of discussion and giving as God has given them in order to answer the question that was posed to them on today. And, you know, we are so concerned and should be concerned about others, concerned about souls, concerned about souls being saved and lives being changed. You know, even though all of us, especially those that are on the panel and on the broadcast and those that are saved, you know, we all gone through things in our lives. And we thank God that we were able to prosper. We were able to allow God to make a difference in our lives, and that we're not, and that we can be examples to the unbeliever. So today, you know, the Word of God says that we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead. The Word of God says that we shall be saved. And I would like our radio audience to know, if you are not saved, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, not just as one to save your mother or your father, one to save your best friend, or one to save somebody down the street or somebody you heard on the television or the radio, but we have to have that personal experience with God ourselves. It doesn't matter what you've done in your life. I want you to know that God will forgive you for your sins. But the Word of God says, but God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So right now we're going to ask Ella Natasha to close us out in prayer and to break the invitation for you to be saved, no matter who you may be, boy, girl, woman. If you want to be saved, you can be saved today here on Breakthrough Broadcast. We may not see who you are, but God knows who you are, and we're going to ask her to pray at this time. Elder Natasha Davis.
Our Father and God, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. We thank you that this is the day that you have made. We thank you, Lord God, that all things are of thee, O God. And we thank you, Lord, in advance for what you've already done through this broadcast. I thank you right now, Lord God, to those that have heard this broadcast and want to be saved. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would pray as I pray. Lord, come into my life. Forgive me of my sins and save my soul. Lead me and guide me and direct me and fill me with your Holy Ghost that I might be able to live for you. I pray, Father, for those that have prayed that prayer with me. I pray, God, that you would hedge them in, bind them in, and protect them. I pray right now that you will put them, God, and lead them to a good Bible teaching, Holy Ghost filled church, God. I pray, Father, for every person under the sound of my voice who is listening. Lord, I pray that you would give them just a touch from you on today. God, that you would shift, move, set free, and deliver even the more as they have heard this broadcast on today. We thank you for miracles happening by the power of your words spoken on today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We would like to thank Miss Helen Cooper, Elder Natasha Davis, and Pastor Lewis Malone for being our panelists, and they are our panelists on the Breakthrough Broadcast. But we thank God as they allow God to use and to speak through them. I am Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. We pray God blessings upon you. May God bless and keep you is our prayer. This has been Dr. Mary McCoy with the Breakthrough Broadcast.